Okay, we're continuing in the Tanya with the commentary of the Chassidus Mevuaros. We're on page Pei Ches, the lower part of the page. And we're still finishing up with the discussion of Hashem being described as human being described as the Chelek Elokami Mal Mamish, as the person is a portion of God on high, literally. And we gave a number, the Balatanya gave a number of examples of how that is understood, and the idea of us being the children of Hashem and having the spiritual DNA of Hashem. So it continues, and now he brings out the words of the Rambam. K'moshe kosev HaRambam, as the Rambam says about Hashem, Shehu Hamada, he is the information. He is the knowledge. Ruha Yodea, and he is the knower. So what does that mean? That's what the words of the Baal Tanya, now the Sefer Chassidus Mevuaros explains. Inin ze shehu v'chachmaso echad, this concept that he and his wisdom are one. Mufurish for Rambam, the Rambam explains, shekosav hu umada, hu hamada v'hua yodea. He is the knowledge, then, and he is the one who knows. Perish, we're on Pei Tes now. What does this mean? Eitzlan Ivroim, when we talk about created beings, Inin Hayediyah Murkov Mikamin Yonim, the concept of knowledge is a combination of many things. Sheishna Adam Hayodeya, you have the person who knows. Fahamada, and the knowledge. Klomar, meaning to say, Hanefesh Sheba Nech kekes hayidiyah, the soul in which the knowledge is etched into the person, he is the yodea on the one hand, the koach hadas, and the ability to have understanding, which is the mada, which is the knowledge, shel hanefesh, that of the soul, shel yoda hi yodas, thereby he knows the information. In other words, we've got the person, and we've got the ability to have knowledge. Ki hadas hi rak koach v'chelek echad shel nefesh. So this ability to understand and the subsequent understanding is only one part of the overall human being. Ulafikach, therefore, adam sheshomea umevin svara sichlis mirabo l'mashal. Therefore, for example, if a person hears and understands an intellectual piece of logic from his teacher, Hakesha Shaloim Rabo Eina Im Klolos HaNefesh Shalom, his connection to the Rebbe is not with his overall nefesh, El Arakim Sichel, but only with his intellectual part of himself. He's intellectually connected to the Rebbe. Sheoso Hevin Veheisig, of that which he understands, Miachesh Sichel Shalarab Hurak Pradechad Menefesh Rab, where as well the intellect of the teacher is only one part of the overall being of the teacher. In other words, it's the mind part of the recipient connecting to the mind part of the giver. So what is really going on over here? You've got the person on the one hand, and then one part of the person absorbs the knowledge. So the entire person is not connected with the knowledge. That's how it is with human beings. It's two distinct areas. Masha ain kein, and this is, we can only say the words, and it's very hard to understand the words now. Masha ain kein, eitzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on the other hand, when we're talking about Hashem, hu hamada v'hayodea, he is the knowledge, and he understands. Meaning to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem doesn't understand things or know things outside of himself like we do, because we and our knowledge are not the same. But the Creator, he and his understanding and his existence is one. From any angle you look at it, in any angle of unity. V'hainu, meaning to say, Shekadosh Baruch Hu ahu achdus pshuta. Hashem is a singular, simple oneness. She'enu murkevas mechalokim chashom. It's not, God forbid, divided up into parts. Now, Umash Kosova Rambam Zalm, that which the Rambam writes, Shakarish Barhu Mahu Suvats Musovadaita Kolechad Mamish, that which he writes about Hashem, that his essence and his understanding is all one thing literally, Akhtus Pshutovomukavas Klal, a simplistic unity that's not combined with anything. Kol ha'inyan mamish, kena inyan mamish b'chol midos shel kadosh baruch hu. That's the way it is with all his attributes. U'b'chol shmosav hakadoshim, v'kinuyim shekinu lanavim, v'chazal. And so it is with all the names, the nicknames, the holy names that the prophets have given him. In other words, it's not just he and his intellect are one, he and every aspect, every attribute of his is one. When we say the following characteristics of Hashem, Chanun, Farachum, V'chosiv, Kiyotzvam, merciful, compassionate, pious, V'cheimashinikra Chacham, and that which he is called a wise man, V'chein Ritzono, and also we use the word his will, Atzmuso, Mahuso, Ritzono, V'chachmoso, Binoso, V'daito, Minis, Chasuk, V'rosav, Rachmonosav, Tifarto, and all his essence of his, and it's going through the spheros. His ruts and his desire, his chachma bina, his keser chachma bina, das, chesed, gvura, rachmonis, tiferes, all those attributes, they're all, he and them are one. V'chein shar midos v'kedoshos, and all the other holy characteristics. Hakol, this is all the Rambam. Hakol, I'm sorry, the Lashon of the Baal HaTanya later on. V'chol ha'achdus pshuta mamish, this is all one simplistic unity, shehi, he, atzmus mahuso. That is literally his essence and what he is. Okay. So that's what he's saying about Hashem. It's all one. So of whatever Hashem gives us from that, you're getting it from him. That's the point. Remember the whole idea of the Chelek Elokam Imal Mamish. That was the whole thing we said. Right? So you're getting from Hashem, Hashem, not something that's disconnected from Hashem, and he gives to you. If I give you this tissue box, you're not getting anything from me. Right? It's totally separated from me. So the same thing, someone gives you wisdom, my wisdom is not connected to me, to my essence, so you're getting a piece of wisdom, but you're not getting me. On the other hand, with a Kaddish Baruch Hu, it all comes from a Kaddish Baruch Hu. If it all comes from a Kaddish Baruch Hu, then it all is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then what he gives you is himself. And that's part of the Chelek Elokam Imal Mamish that he gives us. So when you, and that shows you how powerful the learning of Torah is. Because when you're learning Torah, you're getting Mamish a part of him. Okay, it's not something that is of his ownership, but it is of him. And that's why learning Torah is the most powerful thing you can ever do. Because you are now tapping into him, not just his knowledge. Okay, now, Al HaMilim, and on the words which the Baal HaTanya said, Ukemo Shekosav Rambam, as the Rambam writes. Now, Kosav Rambam, he mentioned there's a footnote, and we're going to skip that footnote. Okay, next bold lines. V'davar ze'em b'yachol sodom avinu al buryo, etc. It's not the Baal HaTanya says. And this concept, you know, it's not possible for a person to understand this completely. Kirichsiv, as it says, Hacheker Elokai Nimtso, can we find anyone who can totally investigate Hashem? It's Navi says. Uksiv Navi also says, Kilo Machshavosai Machshavosaychem, because my thoughts are not your thoughts, meaning it's a whole different realm of understanding what it means than he and his thoughts are one. Now, Inyan Zeh, now explains the Chassidus Mevaris as we end this chapter. This concept, Shehu Hamada Vayadea, he is the knowledge, he is the knower. Aim Yacholos Asechol Noshi Lavino Asigo. Are you in mind can't understand this? Krimoshimos or Rambam. As the Rambam himself writes in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah. The Baal HaTanya isn't saying anything more than what the Rambam is saying. The Rambam says, V'davar ze en koach befel omra v'lo be'ozn l'shama v'lo be'lev adam l'akir al buryo. This is something that is not a power of the mouth to explain, the ear to hear, and the heart to recognize clearly. Umevi al zeh as hakosuv, and now the Baal HaTanya brings the pasuk hacheker elokan timtza. V'chein as hakosuv hilo machshavosai machshavosai brings the two pasukim to explain that idea. She'ein koch adam lahatziv limtza daita shol borei. the human being does not have the power to understand and find the intellect of Hashem, because he and his intellect are not like people, like not like two things, it's one. You can't find Hashem, you can't find his intellect, because it's bound up in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As it says, Kilo Machshav Asayim, Machshav Seichem, because my thoughts are not your thoughts. So that's the end of the chapter. So now it's good, since we've been away a little while, so now you get a sikkum on the second chapter now. You get a little summary of the second chapter so we can get ourselves back on track to the whole flow of what the Baal HaTanya is talking about. Not the whole second chapter, the first section of the second chapter. Nosaf ala nefesh ha-mechayes aguf, in addition to this, to the animalistic soul that keeps the body alive, yesh b'cholonim Yisrael neshama kedosh yeshu chelak el kamim al mamash. Every Jew has a holy soul that is a portion of God on high, literally. Shekol mahusuhu alokus, that the whole essence of that soul is godliness. Liyoso mushreshes b'pnimiyos shekodesh baruch hu, because it's rooted in the innermost aspects of Hashem. Shelachein emar l'neshama. Therefore, we have three examples how it's related to for the neshama. For example, Aleph, it says, Vayipach biyapov nishmas chayim, and Hashem blew into man's nostrils a living soul. So what's the idea? Neficha moira alkach sheneshama hi mipnimiyusu hachiyus v'ashefa shemashpia ein sof baruch hu. Blowing teaches us about the fact that the soul that we have is from the innermost existence and flow that Hashem has put into you. Come on, neficha gashmi shebo mitoch yesu pnimiyus hachayus shebarom. Just like when you blow a physical blow, that is coming from the innermost aspect of the person. So, and it's an analogy, meaning that our soul comes from the innermost part of Hashem. Beis, Yisrael Olo B'machshav, the Jewish people came to Hashem's thought. Shroshim, their root is B'machshav, it's from Hashem's thought. K'moshel, for example, Machshav Asa'adam, Shibetoch Yosum U'chadas Imanefesh. Just like when a person thinks, it comes from the innermost aspect of the person and is totally unified with his soul. That's number three is Bani Matem Hashem Elokeichem. We are children to Hashem. Kamosha Ben Mushrash, that's Musaviv, just like the Son is rooted in the essence of the Father. Kach Mushrash Son Hashem Bats Musa Spark of Yahoo. So is the soul rooted in the essence of Hashem. So Gimel Mesholim Eila, these three analogies of Vayipach, Machshava Uben, blowing, thinking, and a child. This all teaches about the innermost connection between the souls of the Jewish people of Kadosh Baruch Hu, that come from the essence, that were taken from the essence of Hashem, as it were. That's what it means to say that they're a chelak elokai mal mamish. So, if you look in footnote 41, he says, "L'chora, huvu b'seder min akala elakaved." The order of that he brings of blowing, thinking, and a son is from the lightest to the heaviest. In other words, going in ascending order. Neficha, what's neficha? Blowing, mashal mikoch gashmish l'adam. It's a mashal from the physical realm of a person. Blowing, because it's hevel piv. It's the air from his mouth. Shebe neficha malubash koch panimi yoser mea hevel. That blowing is enclosed in the innermost power that's greater than speech. Speech has hevel too, has air, but it's not the same air as when you blow. That's a physical analogy. Machshava is a mashal mikach ruchani. Thought is an analogy more from a spiritual aspect, because, as he says in the brackets, that the thought is the innermost garment of the soul. Okay, because the real innermost part of the person is what he's thinking, as opposed to speech, which is an outermost garment. And then finally, bonim, children, it's a mashal yosef name. It's a deeper analogy, even deeper than machshava. Because, as we said, the child comes directly from the brain of the father. If you recall, from the brain comes the power of the semen that comes from the father, etc. So it's even a deeper aspect. So we're going to deeper and deeper mashalim of what the person's all about. So so the Ishbitzer Rebbe explains, with the, which just fits into this idea as well, that explains why Moshe and the patriarchs were all shepherds, right? You know, Moshe took the sheep out to the desert. What's the idea? Because the desert is a desolate place. In other words, in a certain way, the desert is a place that's beyond human thinking as well. Right? It's also, you can't fathom a desert. It's like there's nothing there. It's like vast, vast wasteland. It's beyond what we can understand. And Moshe was troubled with this idea when he found out about the Jewish people, when they were why they were suffering so much. When this was Ochein Noda HaDavar. Now this item is known that the Jews, why they deserve to be in Egypt for so long. He had trouble understanding the imperfections of the Jewish people, because he couldn't understand how could they behave the way they are. How could they talk Lashon Hara about themselves? Like, he couldn't understand the whole situation over there. So to understand the Jewish people, he went out to the desert, a place beyond human understanding, to try to understand it, that which is not understandable. And what did Moshe conclude? He concluded that the Jewish people, after all is said and done, they're drawn to Hashem. At the end of the day, they're drawn to Hashem just as sheep follow the shepherd. And when Moshe, touched this concept of Midbar, of desert, beyond human understanding, and that is where the Jewish people are connected to Hashem in a spiritually not understood way as well. You know, when he was able to see that, so then he saw the sneh, he saw the burning bush that outwardly could be burned, but not inside. So he understood that there's something much deeper to the Jewish people. In other words, you just look at the Jew on the outside and say, well, okay, what do we got over here? It's garnished. Lowest of the low. But then, you know, you have to look deeper, you have to think deeper. The desert is a place you got to look deeper to understand reality. So, beyond the, as it were, the yishuv of the Jew, beyond the inhabitation of the Jew, there is an uncharted desert of the Jew that we don't understand. That was the idea. He's going to a place we don't understand. The Jew comes from a place that is totally not understandable, and that is the Chelek Elokai Mimal aspect. And so you never know what is cooking inside of a Jew. So I tell a story with Rav Kook when he was the Rav in Yafo, and there were many Jewish writers there, the modern secular writers. And these guys one day were discussing literature. That's what they talked about all day long. So the story goes, one day they saw from across the street that Rav Kook was going to Davin, going to Mincha. So one of these writers, Agnon, who is not a particularly religious Jew, so he sees Rav Kook going to Mincha. He says, so, you know, let's go to Mincha. Rav Kook is going to Mincha, let's go to Mincha. So the other writers, they go to Mincha, except for one of them, this writer Brenner. One of them, he wouldn't go. So he said, I'm not going. So Agnon and the other guys, they're following, you know, Rav Kook went this way, so they're following where Rav Kook went. So then as Agnon's further down, he looks back, and he sees that Brenner is like walking over Rav Kook's steps, but wouldn't go to Mincha. It's like he walked down the same path Rav Kook walked, and he walked over those steps, but he wouldn't go to Mincha. So Agnon kind of felt that Brenner, like, he wanted to follow Rav Kook, but he couldn't follow Rav Kook. In other words, there's an aspect deep in a secular literate person who really want to do it, and deep down wants to do the Ratzon of Hashem, but as a Yetzer that won't be able to do it. And Brenner himself once said, was quoted as saying about Rav Kook, because, you know, this form that Rav Kook wrote, they always had the word Oros in it, light. Oros, Oros this, Oros that. So he says, Rav Kook always sees Oros, but all I see is Choshech. All I see is darkness. So, like, that's this idea that the Yid has so much inside of him, but unfortunately we don't realize everything that we have inside of ourselves. So let's continue and finish up the text. V'inyan zeh shayach l'matara kol ishal sefer tinyan. And this concept of the Jew being the chelek l'kam imal is mamish a central feature of the Sefer HaTanya. Levar to explain, remember, let's go back to what we started many moons ago. The whole point of the Sefer is to explain how spirituality is close to the Jew. How to make that feeling of closeness to Hashem in your heart. It's, the Torah says it's an easy thing, and why it should be easy. And the whole point of the Sefer is, he's trying to explain, Eichu Dover Korv Mod, how this closeness to Hashem, how close it really is. L'chol Adam Yisrael, for every Jew. L'avodas Hashem Gam B'Vavu, to serve Hashem even with his heart. She'alibo Mishtokek Be'emes L'Skarif L'Lokus L'Chayus Chaim Ruchaniyim. How a person's heart can truly yearn to be close to God and to live a spiritual life. That's the whole point of the Sefer. So central to that idea is the fact that a Jew has a Chelek Elokam Imal Mamash. That holy soul is literally connected to Hashem. And this is the point. Sharei Basar V'Dam Asim L'Chomer, a physical human being, Nimshech B'Tivul Gashmin L'Chomeris, naturally goes after his physical desires. So how could he be drawn to godliness if he's such a physical being? So what's the answer, or the beginning of the answer? But the beginning of the answer is, but every Jew has residing inside of himself a whole neshama that's a portion of God on high, literally, kloimer, meaning to say, mufad nefesham, besides the physical spirit of the person, the animalistic spirit of the person, hashachenes v'choladim shemimeno boim kol atchunus v'achushim hanoshi shelo, from which come all the physical aspects of the person to which he is called a human being. Yesh v'neshama shekol mahuso hu yalokas, there's a soul that its whole aspect is only godliness. Shidvuka bo yisparach, that's connected to Hashem, v'nimshachas b'tev lokus, and it's naturally connected to godliness. U'mitzad neshama zush, hashachenes v'kibo, and because of that neshama that's inside the Jew, hinei kol Yisrael, every Jew, gam ha'pshutim v'yoser, the simplest Jew, yichol mitzad or neshmasam u'kedushasa, la'alos, la'agia, la'malos, u'madregas, ha'yosek rose. The simplest Jew can, because of the light of their holy soul, elevate and reach to very high levels. Every Jew can do that. That's the whole point of this book. How a person can elevate his soul so that he can become very close to Hashem. Not just in actions, but even in his heart. Okay. So that is that summation. It gets us back on track. That's what we're trying to understand. How is it that Hashem can expect the Jew? And why is it that it's such an easy thing? Well, at least we're starting with a very powerful core that is connected to Hashem. So the only challenge is to reveal that which is inside you. Bring it out. That's all you have to do. It's not like you have to go, that's what the pasuk is saying. Then I have to go to Mars to find that neshama. It's not across the sea. It's not in the skies. It's right here. It's like mamish tantalizingly close. It's just inside here. You just got to get in here. You know, and that is the avoda. And that's why the tzaddik is saying it really is very close. And it's attainable for each and every Jew. Okay, now.
Rabbi.
Yes, sir.
So the spiritual soul within a Jew comes directly from Hashem. That's connected. There's no, it's a direct part of Hashem, as it were.
That comes from the innermost aspect
part
of Hashem.
Right. Where does the animalistic soul come from?
That comes from the mouth, from the dibur, from the external aspect of Hashem. Whatever that means. It's all allegorical, because everything comes from Hashem.
Exactly.
Hashem creates realities that appear to be far further and closer. That appear to be further and closer. from our perspective. It's all from our perspective. Again, if you're going from Hashem's perspective, there's nothing to talk about.
Right.
From Hashem's perspective, we don't exist. So everything is a mirage, an illusion. So within this mirage of Hashem's created world, you have a part that comes, that Hashem, the Dafka, as it were, creates a reality that is distant from Hashem. It creates a reality that's extremely close to Hashem. So your body is a reality that's distant from Hashem, and your neshama is a reality that's very close to Hashem. When you tap into the body, you're just tapping into something that's a very big mask. When you're tapping into neshama, you're getting to the root of it all.
Yeah. So there is a difference between the two. One is better than the other, in other words. So
one is closer related to Hashem from our perspective.
That's an inefficient explanation, yeah, because they both come from Hashem. So how can we say that, really? I mean, it seems to me like we're trying to put down the animalistic soul because it's an inferior soul, as it were, if we can use that term, as opposed to the spiritual soul, which is the closest thing to Hashem.
That's correct.
So, but they're both coming from Hashem, so how can
Yeah, but Hashem can create things. That's the whole point. Hashem can create things that appear to be and act in a way that are very distant from Hashem. Your physical drives, person... is a physical, animalistic person. You don't see very much godliness when a person is fressing his 12th hot dog for dinner.
Right, but
that comes from a place that, you know, in and of itself reflects a great distancing from Hashem. And if a person connects to that aspect, he doesn't see himself as being a spiritual person at all.
But again, it comes from Hashem.
So Hashem creates barriers that we have to overcome. Death is from Hashem, Tzaras is from Hashem, a lot of things that would seem to say there is no God. The Holocaust is from Hashem.
How many people
believe in God after the Holocaust? Hashem created a barrier. These are very clear barriers that a person, you know, cannot at all easily see it. Now, a very, very holy person will then take the body and also make the body very holy, and will bring the body where it's supposed to go. And that's all the idea of Kedusha Saguf, which is a whole other aspect. But it doesn't start with Kedusha Saguf. It starts with connecting to Neshama. The Tzaddik can take everything in this world and see beyond the external barriers. And then the Tzaddik is able to take the body and make the body a very holy thing too. He's able to harness the animalistic part of the person and have it totally online with HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. But without that guidance, you just have this body that on a simple, superficial level is very far away. When you look at the body and its drives, on a simple level, it's animal. It feels no connection to Hashem. That's why Hashem created it. The Neshama, on the other hand, on its simplest level, has a complete connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, the Neshama, when you tap into the Neshama, then you can take a look at your body and see beyond the superficiality of that body and say, this is a great tool I could use for my neshamas, everything has to go in this world, and I'm not interested in using it as an animalistic way at all. Okay, let's move on. Section Beis of this Hakdam, of this second chapter. Now he gets into a real, real deep mystical concept over here, which is not politically correct. Okay, it's called, and we're on page Sadi Beis. The topic is called Beis Ribui Chiluki Hamadregas Benishmas Yisrael, the multitude of different levels of souls amongst the Jewish people. And in the brackets, he says Atachosu Letzkil Dvarav. Now he's coming back to his original words. Shenis Mishisrael Hain Chelak L'Kam Imal Mamish. He comes back to that idea that the soul of a Jew is a Chelak L'Kam Imal Mamish. Most of here now it gives more explanation, which has to deal with a relatively apparent inconsistency in that concept. Now, this is the words of the Baal Tanya. V'av sheyesh revavos mine chilukei madregas v'nishma nishamos gavoa mel gavoa le'ein keis. Even though there are myriads of different types of levels of souls, one higher upon the other, beyond end. There's millions of different types of levels of souls. Okay, so let's analyze that line. L'chayra, yesh l'havan es ha'amr l'el v'nishmas kol Yisrael. We have to understand which was said before regarding the souls of the Jews. Yeh mi sheyeh, whoever they are, we said, hein chelek l'chayim ma'al mamash. They're all a part of God, literally. U'mimukor echad nichzu, they all are hewn from one root, which is mimachshavto u'mechachmos Yisbaruch. It comes from Hashem's thought and intellect. As we said, him and his wisdom are one. Every Jewish soul comes from there. We find, though, different levels of souls amongst the Jewish souls. So it would appear that if there's an abundance of different levels of Jewish souls, that they would not be coming from one source. That's what one would think. And the footnote 43, right, tells us to go back to the Iyunim in the back of the book on page Mem Gimel. So just a brief point. He says, Va'adarabba, and on page Shin Mem. You have to, of course, you hold in two places. You should have two clips on Shin Mem, Os Mem Gimel. He says, "Va'adrab," should be the opposite. Me'achar shein chelik l'chamim al mamish. If it's a portion from God on high, literally, v'chelik domel l'klal, and a portion should be like the overall generality. Hare k'shem shekadosh baruch hu atzmu l'malam migeder hischalkus. So just like Hashem is beyond any divisions and parts. Kakol neshama, so it's shikli neshamas. You think all souls should be equal? We ischalkus amadregas without any different levels, because Hashem is all one. So everything that would come from Him should be all one. How can you have different levels? That just expands on that question. Okay, let's go back now. Let's go back to our regular scheduled programming. Now, before we're going to come close to the answer, now he's going to elaborate on this concept that there's many different levels of souls. Just like we find the great levels of the souls of the patriarchs and Moshe, that they're much greater levels of soul. Like the levels of the souls now, which are the levels of the souls of the ikvas of the Mashiach, the footsteps of the Mashiach generation. Their souls are way beyond what our souls are. Shehein b'chinas akaveh mamish l'gabi amoch v'rosh. That our generation is like the aspect of the heels, literally, compared to the earlier generations, which is like the brain and the head. That's what the Baal Tanya says, and now we're going to get lots and lots of explanations. Ha'erech le'yachas ve'nishmas gvos ke'nishmas ha'avos u'moshe rabbeinu v'neshama shel doros ha'achronim v'kom ha'evdol be'mocha shel adam lekevav. The Baal Tanya is saying the relative comparison between the high souls of the patriarchs of Moshe and the souls of the later generations is like the difference between the brain and the heels. Perish, what does this mean? Mubur b'kisv ha'arizal, it's explained in the writings of the Arizal. Shenishmas Adam Arishon Haisa Nishmas Klolis. That the soul of Adam Arishon was what we call an overall soul, a general soul, from which everybody comes from. Asher Bonichlo Kol Nishmas Yisrael Shemeshik Odoros, from which all the Jewish souls come from all generations. V'chol Nishama Pratis, and every individual soul, Mushreshes B'chilek Echad B'Nishmas Adam Arishon, is rooted in one part of the original Adam Arishon soul. Behind him, to say, Shenishamas Hagvos V'Yoser, the highest souls of future people. Come on, Nishmas, next page, Sadi Gimel. Come on, Nishmas, Ha'avos U'Moshe Rabbeinu, like the souls of the patriarchs of Moshe Rabbeinu. Heme V'chinas Rosh U'Moach, they are like an aspect of the head and the brain, meaning the highest aspects. Shel Nishmas Anrishon of the first man. V'Nishamas Anamuchos V'Yoser, and the lowest souls. V'chinas Raglayim V'Kavayim, of the aspect of the feet and the heels, the lower aspect. Shel Nishmas Anrishon of the first man. V'nimsa comes out, Shekol Neshomas Kulon Hein, Sod Guf Echad Shel Nishmas Anrishon, that all the souls come from one mysterious goof of the first man, Kolechem Yisrael Hu Ever Prati Minishmas Adam Harishon. Every human being, we're using physical terms to describe spiritual, so don't get confused. Every Jew is like a different limb, a specific limb, from the original first soul of the first man. Ublashen Rabbeinu, or in like the Balatanya says in other places, Kol Yisrael Hem Koma Achashlema. All the Jews make one overall build. It's like one figure.
One unit.
All the souls make one built up unit. This is the inner explanation. Now you understand why we're called the Ikfas the Mashiacha. Why we're called the Ikfas the Mashiacha. The generation before Mashiach is called the Ikfas the Mashiacha. So we like to call it the footsteps. But really, the truer explanation is the heels of the Mashiach. We're the heel. Why? Because the souls before Mashiach are the lowest levels of souls. They're the level of the heels, the Nishmas Adam Rishon, the first man. And the truth of the matter is, this is not an expression that the Hasidim made up, it's an expression that David HaMelech made up in Tehillim. He brings down in footnote 45, he says, it says in Tehillim, Ikfos Mishichecha, the heels of your Mashiach. And Rashi explains, Sofei Melech HaMashiach, the end of the Melech HaMashiach. And it's also an expression of the Mishnayis in Sota, that says, Be'ikfos HaMashiach Chutzpiyaski. In the times of the Ikfos HaMashiach, there'll be a lot of chutzpah. And Rashi over there explains, Be'ikfos HaMashiach, how does he explain the words Ikfos HaMashiach, Rashi in the Gemara there? The Sofa Golos, at the end of the Golos, with Nebiyas HaMashiach, before Mashiach comes. Umetzidah Sin, and the Metzidah Sin commentary, Ante Ilim, where David said the words, Ikfas Mashiachecha, where Rashi explained the end, when the Melech Mashiach comes, there the Metzidah says, Ikfas, what's Ikfas? Inyan Hisachus, it means the ending, what comes at the end. And he explains, Al Shem Shah Ekev, who achis haregel v'sofo, as the heel is the end of the foot. So clearly, you see, you know, it's not just the Baal Tanya making it up. This is David HaMelech, and the way it's been commented on, that's what it means. The heels of that generation. We're the lowest souls that exist. So again, they can understand, you know, this answers one of the great questions that's asked. There are much greater generations if Mashiach didn't come. So how will Mashiach come to our generation? We're nothing compared to the Avos, compared to the Chafetz Chaim, compared to these people. How do you expect Mashiach? So the answer is, what has to happen for Mashiach to come? We need a tikkun of Adam Harishon. That's all we need. We have to correct Adam Harishon. So what does that entail? Well, you have millions of Jewish souls that were incorporated in the first soul of Adam Harishon. So we need to make a tikkun on all those levels of neshama that existed. So earlier generations, the Avos made a tikkun of the head. Moshe Rabbeinu and all these people, they did a tikkun of the head. As we go through future generations, they're making a tikkun of the arms and of the torso and of all the limbs. So now we're coming back to the final part. You know, Lahavdil, if a person wants to get dressed up for a wedding, right? So, you know, I mean, this order is not exactly the correct order, but the last thing, you know, the ladies do is they're going to get a pedicure. Right? I mean, you buy the dress and you get your hair done. I mean, a lot of things have to be prepared, right? So, of course, the most important thing is their hair, because it's on the head. Everyone's looking at their head. Forget about the clothes. Forget about the clothes. I mean, the clothes are important too, but my hair has to look outstanding. And have to have a facial. This all happens Arab wedding. Right? You have to have a facial and this and that and everything. Manicures. Clinica. But at the end of the day, if they have open heeled shoes, right? Open toe shoes, right? You gotta have a pedicure. Now, is the pedicure, how important is the pedicure compared to the hair? You know, imagine if a man is looking to see if a woman is attractive. Is he looking at her nails or is he looking at her hair and her face? Generally speaking, looking at the hair and the face. Okay. The pedicure is also up to something, but and of course the woman wouldn't dare go out to the wedding without her feet being made up. right? But at the end of the day, of course, she's going to focus a lot more on the hairstyle and all that. So basically, all the generations have taken care of every part of the body. So now we're just waiting for the lowest part to come around. So it's not yes, the Mashiach is already here in terms of the head. The Mashiach is already here in terms of the torso. Now we're going to the lowest of the souls. And the lowest of the souls have their challenges that no other generation had. And for the lowest of the souls, we have to find a derech of Avodas Hashem that is not exactly the same derech of Moshe that Moshe Rabbeinu had. And what's expected of the lowest of the souls is not what's expected of the highest of the souls. And therefore, for a generation of ours, where people will just guard their eyes and not look at shmutz, and not necessarily have to be, you know, coming before the Kodesh Kodashim. That's not what Hashem is expecting for us to come to the Kodesh Kodashim. That was good for Aaron. Aaron fixed up what had to be in the Kohen Gadol. They fixed up what they had to fix up. And everything is fine. We're ready to go to the Chasman. Just got to get the pedicure done. If we get the spiritual pedicure done, the Mashiach will come. And that's the idea. So the question's already, it's not a question anymore. It's completely not a question. Of course, we're just fixing up the feet. Getting the shoes put on, shoe shine, you know, which is the lowest, it's the lowest, the least respected of all jobs. But it's got to get done. So, Mirtz Hashem, we should be zoich in these 3 weeks to, you know, to finish up those lower aspects that Mashiach should come. Amen.
Well, so there is hope.